From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A total of 52 Humboldt County residents have tested positive for COVID-19 following confirmation of one additional case Wednesday. Community transmission has been identified as the source of 8 cases in the county. 20 people acquired the virus through travel. 23 had contact to a known case. The remaining case is under investigation. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich saying community transmission is occurring but is slower than it otherwise would be because of shelter in place and other measures. She says that's a good thing. Aggressive contact investigations by public health together with isolation and quarantine orders remain critically important to ongoing containment efforts. Donors stepping up and supporting Humboldt State University students during these times, providing funds for technology, basic needs too, like food and housing, and health care. HSU transitioned to remote instruction on March 26th, and donor support helped many students continue classes through online learning. For those without proper computer access, the library sent out close to 200 laptops to students, many of which were purchased with donor funds. In addition, donors gave more than $8,000 in additional funds in the past 2 weeks to the Student Adversity Fund. And in the weeks to come, the HSU Foundation will expand a call for support of that fund and other student support funds to many more potential donors. Wednesday marked the 3-year anniversary since HSU student David Josiah Lawson was murdered in Arcata. The case remains under investigation, and Arcata police continue to seek the public's help. On April 15th, 2017, while attending a house party on Spear Avenue, Lawson was stabbed during an altercation. He was pronounced dead shortly thereafter at Mad River Community Hospital. Witnesses described upwards of 100 people in attendance at the house party. Many of those who were present have not been identified, nor have they been interviewed by detectives. The completion of the investigation is dependent on a number of factors, including interviewing all people who were present at some point during that party. Arcata Police establishing a 24-hour confidential tip line for community members to provide information. That number is 707-825-2590. The City of Eureka will be performing sewer maintenance work on Railroad Avenue between West Wabash Avenue and West Delnord Street on Thursday and Friday. The work requiring traffic control with full closure of Railroad Avenue between West Wabash and Delnord and will be performed between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather permitting. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.